Well, congratulations. What's it been like this weekend going through orientation?
It's been great. Just, you know, going over the defenses and stuff like that, installs, and just getting acclimated with a lot of the guys and stuff like that. Everybody getting to know each other, getting along real well, and just going hard in practice. So it's just football.
You had good tape against some tackles that went in the first round, Decker, Spriggs, Conklin. How much do you think that helped you, translate your skills to the NFL?
I mean, I can't say it helped me translate my skills to NFL yet because I still haven't played a game in NFL yet.
How do you think it helped you in when teams evaluated you?
I think it helped me a lot. It showed me that I'm versatile, and those are guys that's going to be playing on Sundays. And I did real good against those guys, and it just shows that I can compete on this level.
When you beat them, I don't know if you remember the plays, was it more, you know, the coaches have mentioned your speed and your explosive get-off. Is that sort of how you remember making those plays?
No, all about just breaking down the film, just seeing their tendencies. Are they susceptible to speed or power? It just all depends on the type of player.
When did you start playing football?
I started playing in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, okay.
How can you pronounce your name for us so we're 100% sure we're getting it right?
Yannick Ngakoue.
Yannick, okay.
Yeah.
Your buddies have trouble when they first meet you?
Everybody just call me Jan. Okay. Yeah, so keep it short.
What about coaches? Trouble with coaches too?
Nah, not really. Nah. They just call me Jan too. Okay. Yeah.
Where are your parents from?
My mom, she's from Martinique. My father, he's from Cameroon.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did they get into the U.S.?
I want to say around the late 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had to play soccer as a kid then?
Yeah, that was my first sport.
Okay.
Yeah,
pretty
sir.
Good.
Yeah, I was pretty good. That's how I got the footwork together. Yeah, play forward.
When did that go away from that football to this football?
I kind of started watching football, like NFL Network and stuff like that when I was a kid, like growing up, and then I didn't want to play soccer no more, so I wanted to play football. But my mom, she was pretty scared because she didn't want me to get hurt, nothing like that, and I convinced her that I would be fine, and it turned out to be pretty good. So,
how did you convince her?
Well, I just told her I was going to be careful and be safe, and she believed me, so.
What about your dad? Was he upset about you dropping?
No, not at all.
Go ahead.
Okay, did they know anything a lot about the game when you started playing at all, or no?
Yeah, my father did. My mom, not so much. She just ran track.
Was it just a natural fit the second you got on the football field? You had a passion for the game and a talent for it?
Yeah, at first it was pretty hard because this is my first time, and just getting used to hitting and stuff like that. And then my second year, coming in my seventh grade year, I got pretty good with it and really thought I could take it far with football. So,
you had offers from like Florida State and some big schools, but wanted to stay closer to home.
Yeah, just the way they wanted to utilize me in the defense, just rushing, getting to the quarterback.
Gus told us, your role probably this season will be as a third down pass rusher, and they'll sort of bring you up to speed as a run defender. Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, I want to prove to him I can play first, second, and third down, but I'm just comfortable with whatever he wants to do right now because I just want to contribute and help the team win. So
the workout before the draft with Todd Washington and Terry worked you out. What was that day like, and what do you remember about that workout specifically with the Jays?
He just took me through some drills, a couple bag drills, like working on my lean, my pass rush and stuff, seeing my feet. Also, he just kept a fast pace to see if I was in shape and stuff like that, and I've definitely been working out, and he was impressed with that, and just my get-offs and stuff like that. So,
did you have an idea that could be a direction that after that workout, hey, the Jags are really interested?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's rare that a team works out the week of the draft. That was real good.
Where do you feel you have to improve on in order to become a three-down guy?
Basically, just working hard every day, hitting the bags, just making sure my feet is all together, my footwork, things of that nature. So that's all I have to do. Like I said, breaking down film and staying focused.
Do you want to be a three-down guy? Is that important
thing? Definitely want to be a three-down guy. Want to be a three-down guy, be a person contributing on special teams, everything, because all those things help to win. So.
When did you start playing in?
When I started playing in? My junior year. My first 2 years, we were in a 34 defense. My last year, we switched to a 4-3.
Have you always been a sack guy ever since you started playing?
A sack guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like getting to the quarterback. Yeah. So.
Unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been out there or even classroom studies, have you been solely right end or have they been talking about you moving around at all?
I'm playing the Leo, so I guess that's the weak side defensive end, and that's where they've been.
No move to the other side at all?
It all depends on the clothes. I mean, like the call, the strength. You know what I mean? I'm always going opposite sometimes. Just depends.
Were there pass rushers when you were growing up that you sort of, you know, modeled your game after, anybody you looked up to?
I like Bruce Irvin a lot, and also like Justin Houston. Same kind of build and stuff like that. And I like how he uses his speed to power and things of that nature. So I really like Justin Houston's game.